Today's daf is Bava Basra Daf Lamed Aleph, and we are at the very top line of Daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, the two dots, Ze Oymer Shalavoysai. Today's daf's been learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael, Hanasunim Batzaru Vashivya. So we're moving along in the beginning of Perek Cheskes Abatim. These are some of the most lumdisha yeshiva dafin in Shas. Really classic gemaras that are underpinned by foundational yesoides, dvarim ma'oimdim berumay shalaylam, and any other synonym thereof that you can think of. So without further ado, zokta gemara. Zeh oimer shalavoysai. This was a maisa shahaya kachaya, where two people were fighting over the ownership of a piece of property. One person, Reuven, said that this piece of property belonged to my Zaydis. I yarshined it from my father, who yarshined it from his father, who yarshined it from his father, maybe even tracing itself all the way back to Yeshua ben Nun. And the other person, Shimon, claimed the same thing. Hi, I see Sadi Davasahi. Reuven brought Aden to prove his argument that this piece of property belonged to his Zaydis. The Hi, I see Sadi, and Shimon brought Aden. Not that the property belonged to his Zaydis, rather the Ochla Shnei Chazaka, that he had been living on this property for 3 years. So both Reuven and Shimon claimed Shalavoysai. Reuven backed up his argument Shalavoysai with Aden. Shimon could not back up his argument Shalavoysai with Aden. He did, however, have Aden that he had a Chazaka. Amar Rabbo. So Rabbo was presiding over this Din Torah, and he said, Maloy Lashaker, I think that Shimon is going to be the rightful owner, and the reason is because Shimon has a Migu. What's his migu? Iboi, if he wanted Amale, what he could have told Reuven was Minoch Zavinta Vachaltiya Shnei Chazaka. That it's true that this piece of property belonged to your Zaydis, as was verified by your Edom, but at the same time, I purchased the property from your Zaydis, and after I purchased the property, I was there for 3 years. I have Edom to support the fact that I was there 3 years. And based on Cheskes Habatim, the halach is that it should belong to me. Meaning, at first glance, it sounded a little bit like the first person arguing Reuven should have been in the right, because he said Shalavoysai and he had Edom to prove Shalavoysai. Shimon said Shalavoysai, but he didn't have Edom to prove Shalavoysai. But says Rabba, it's really the other way around, because although Shimon doesn't have Edom Shalavoysai, Shimon has Edom that he was there for 3 years. Okay, what does that have to do with the fact that he said Shalavoysai? It's true, being there for 3 years doesn't prove Shalavoysai, but in a way it's better, because he has a migu that he could have said that it taka wasn't Shalavoysai, but I purchased it from you, who yarshined it from your Zaydis. I have Eidim that I made a chazaka, and as a result it should belong to me. And we know that migu, whether it's a kayachataina or whether it's an amanis, works. And based on that, in the toyim v'nitta between Reuven and Shimon, said Rabba, I think Shimon is in the right, and Shimon's the one that should get this property. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya told Rabba, Mali l'shaker b'mokim Eidim lo yomrina. It's true, I can't argue with you that Shimon has a migu, but at the same time, Shimon's migu is going up against Edom, because at the end of the day, Reuven has Edom that says Shalavoysai. So it's true, if Reuven and Shimon both walk into court, and Reuven says one thing and Shimon says another thing, and Bezin's trying to figure out, based on their tainas, whose taina is a better taina. If one of them has a migu, so migu has a tremendous amount of merit. But if the one that has a migu is going up against someone who has Edom to support his argument, it's what's known as a migu b'makom Edom, and migu b'makom Edom lo yamrina. Now, the truth is that we know there's a lot of limitations to migu. Migu lahitzi lo yamrinan, migu b'makom chazaka lo yamrinan, migu b'makom anan sahadi lo yamrinan, migu b'makom Edom lo yamrinan. So Abaya told Rabba that although it's true that there is a migu, but at the same time, the migu is going up against Edom, and migu b'makom Edom lo yamrinan. But the Gemara says that the story didn't stop here. Hadar amale. After a little while, Shimon came back to Reuven, and Shimon told him as follows: In davasachi, I have to be honest. It's true. You said shalavoysai. You brought Edom to prove shalavoysai. 100% true. I said, Shalavoisai, I couldn't bring Edim Shalavoisai. You know why? Because what I said was not true. I didn't yarshin it from my Zaydis. However, he said what Rabbi said. He could have, would have, should have said. He said that although it's true that it was Shalav Yisach, but at the same time, I purchased it from you. Now, he said, Haida Amri Loch Davosai. So you're going to say that why did I say Shalav Yisai? The Samach Li Alok Davosai. I didn't mean that it really belonged to my Zaydis. You did not understand the pirish of what it was that I was saying. What I was trying to say was that I'm so confident that at the end of the day, I'm going to be the one that's going to end up with this piece of property. I'm as confident as if I would have yarshined it from my father who yarshined it from his father. It was samachli alo kedavasi, but really it wasn't shalavoisai. And the question now became whether or not we can allow Shimon to tweak his argument in court, or whether we cannot allow Shimon to tweak his argument in court. So based on the original argument, it was a machloike Rabba and Abaye. According to Rabba, Maloi l'shaker, we trusted Shimon right away. But Abaye held not that way. Abaye held that it was a migu b'makom edim. But now that he went and he tweaked his arguments, aliba da Abaye, will we accept the fact that now he's changing his argument? Or will we not accept the fact that now he's changing his argument? Now, what would be the reason not to accept the fact that he's changing his argument? Not let it change your argument? Somebody walks into court and he says X. He can't an hour later say Y. The answer is no. It's what's known in the vernacular as Einoi Toyen V'Choyze V'Toyen. Once you taina, you can't go taina again. It's similar to Kivan Shehigit Shuvein Echoyze V'Magid. Although Kivan Shehigit Shuvein Echoyze V'Magid is Aloch in Ilchas Eidus, Einoi Toyen V'Choyze V'Toyen is Aloch in Ilchas Toyen V'Nitten. But there is an idea that once a person tainas, he can't re-taina. Now, the truth is, you have to understand, why not? Why can't a person be Toyen V'Choyze V'Toyen? And the emes is, we're going to go into this a lot more in the raid. But superficially, the reason the Rishonim and the Ktzois and Simon Pei say that a person can't be Toyin V'chayz of a Toyin is because if you taina one thing, it's as if you're being moided that all the other tainas that you could have tainted is not true. And there's almost an implied Haidas Baldin Kamei Edim Dami, which doesn't allow me now to go against that and retaina that. Meaning, when you walk into court, you take your best shot. And to the extent that you said X and not Y, it's almost as if you're being moided that Y is not true. So if you want to go now and taina Y, well, it's too late. You already said that Y is not Emes. Oh, but that, point is that a person can't be toyin the chayzer v'toyin. So this person then now went back into court and he said that although I said shalavoyse, I didn't really mean shalavoyse. What I meant was samich li ala kida avasi. What's the emes that it's shalavisecho? However, I purchased it from avisecho, and all of a sudden there was a tumul nacham alol damayiram. We're trying to figure out what's the halacha. What was the shaylo? Toyin v'chayzer v'toyin. I ain't toyin v'chayzer v'toyin. Could you be toyin v'chayzer v'toyin, or could you not be toyin v'chayzer v'toyin? So the gemara said ula amar ula said toyin v'chayzer v'toyin. You could. Nardoi amri. All the chachamim in Nardoi said einoi toyin v'chayzer v'toyin. You cannot be toyin. Now, we have to stop again for 1 second. We just said that the halach is he can't be toyin v'chayz v'tayin. So what was the shiloh? Ula said you can be toyin v'chayz v'tayin? I thought we just said you can't be toyin v'chayz v'tayin. B'shleim in Nahardai who said ain't no toyin v'chayz v'tayin zeil good. But Ula saying toyin v'chayz v'tayin, we just said he does baldin, however it works. But the point is he can't be toyin v'chayz v'tayin. So Rashbam speaks out, and that's poshup shot in the Gemara that we are learning. Avada, if a person is going to blatantly contradict what it is he said already in court, you can't do that. That's einoi toyin v'chayz v'toyin. The reason there's a shayla, and the reason there's a sugya, and the reason there's a shitas ula, is because over here, this person wasn't so much contradicting what he said, but rather he was being metaretz dibure. He was giving a commentary on what he said. He said shalavoisai. Posh pshat shalavoisai is, it belongs to me. And if you look at Rashi on the side of Shalavoisai, that's probably what he said. But could be there's a Tosfos and a Rashba that learns differently. Could be there's another commentary. Could be there's another Pirish in terms of how to understand Shalavoisai. A more Mechudish to get Pirish. And that is not that it's mine. I bought it from you. I'm confident in this, as if it would have been Shalavoisai. So really, this person who went back into court to be Chayz of Atayin wasn't contradicting what he said. He was just enlightening the courts with another commentary on what it is that he said. So being that he's not being oikel legamri what he said earlier, in the Lashon of the Rashbam, he's being makhish ektsas. He's tweaking a little bit. He's changing it a little bit. He's offering another pirish, an inami, an oidei shloima, in terms of how to understand it. So it could be that's not called toim v'chayz v'tayim, or maybe not. And that is the machloikas Ula Nardai. Ula holds that this is not called toim v'chayz v'tayim, thus you could be toim v'chayz v'tayim. Nardai says, no, this is considered being toim v'chayz v'tayim. And being that Taloch is ain't toim v'chayz v'tayim, so this is not something that's going to be okay. So according to Ula, good, and according to Nahardai, not stating that, the Gemara says that there are times that Ula would be moida, that something like this would not be okay, and there are times that Nahardai would be moida, that something like this would be okay. Moida, Ula, Ula's moida. Hechad amalei shalavoy say v'loy shalavoy secho. What would be if Shimin l'chadchilo would have said shalavoy say ober v'loy shalavoy secho? He would have said clearly v'loy shalavoy secho. The ainu time v'chayz v'time. Now it's already too late, because now you're not being mefarish any more shalavoisai, but now you're being makhish legamri, what it is you said originally. You can't say shalavoisai veloy shalavoisecha and then walk into Bezdin and say, no, really it is shalavoisecha, but it's somech li'al lo kidavasi. No, the minute you say veloy shalavoisecha, so you now lose the right to ever come back to court and say that really it was shalav isecha. So in that case, being that you're not tweaking it, there you're legamri being toyin v'chayz v'toyin. So that's like we said, avadu ula is going to be made in that case, because over there's no question. Everybody holds that there's a principle called any toyin v'chayz v'toyin. Additionally, the hecha dehavi koyv beidina. What would be if Shimon was in court v'loitan and he didn't say anything? V'asam avroy, and then he left court v'tan and then he tainted. Meaning, in between his first taina and his second taina, he left Bezdin. In that case, ain't a taina v'chayz v'tan. Over there, even Ula would be moidi. You can't taina again. My taina. What's the reason? Tanos agmerik. Because we're afraid that maybe he's not telling the truth. But when he left court, he was talking it over with some friends, some attorneys, and they told him, seriously, this is what you said. You had an easy way out. What you could have tainted was that I didn't really mean shalavoisai as if it's shalavoisai. You meant the more mechudish thing appears in shalavoisai, and you could have won. The only time we'll trust the toyin v'chayz v'toyin is if we think that that's really what you meant. But if we suspect that maybe somebody whispered something into your ear and you're being disingenuous and you're being dishonest now, then it's not going to work. So to the extent that he left the court, in those cases, avada, Ula's not going to agree. So again, although Ula holds that this person could be chayz v'toyin, but you have to make sure, number one, that he didn't say shalavoysa v'loy shalavisecha. Because if he said v'loy shalavisecha, now you're being oikul gamri what you said originally, that's not okay. Additionally, you have to make sure he didn't leave Bezdin in the interim, because he left Bezdin in the interim, then we think he's not being erlich. Says the Gemara, Moidin Nahardai, Nahardai, who said that you can't be toyin v'chayz v'toyin, even in this case, that'll be Moidin, Heichad amalei shalavoisai, shalokhu, me'avisecho, it'd be Moidin, in the event that the person said shalavoisai, but the reason it was shalavoisai was shalokhu me'avisecho, because he bought it from your Zayda. In that case, the Chayz of Italian, for sure, you would be able to be Chayz of Italian. Meaning, to the extent that the person said l'chadchilo shel avoisai, and now he's saying shel avoisai shelokhu me'avoisecho, then you could be Chayz of Italian, because over here, we don't even see it as being remefarish what you said. Over here, the way we see it is as just being moisa from what you said. You said shel avoisai. Okay. Now you said shalokhu me'avoisecha. That's fine. Meaning, if your argument shalavoisai at face value seemed like shalavoisai veloy shalavoisecha, even though you didn't say veloy shalavoisecha, but if that's the way it appeared, now according to Nahardai, not like Ula, but according to Nahardai, you can't be chayz v'tayin and say that no la'ayla. But if all you said was shalavoisai, and now you're coming and saying that I agree that it was once shalavoisecha also. However, avoisai bought it from avoisecha. I yarshined it and I've been living there for 3 years. So then you're not even being remetargim what you said. All you're doing is being moisif in what you said. I am brashbam. And if that's the case, it's certainly going to be okay. So in that case, if you would tweak it a little differently, it's always in the language, right? So a good lawyer makes a world of a difference. If you would walk into Bezin the second time and not say samach li alokid avasi, but you would say shalavoisai, true shalavisecha also, abishalokhu ma'avisecha, in that case, it could be chayz v'toyin. Additionally, the hechadish toyin mili avroi. What would be if originally the first time the person was toyin, he tied it outside of Bezdin? meaning Veloitan. He said Shalavoy say outside of Besim Asal Abidin, and then he walked into Besim Vatan. And then he tainted whatever his second taina was. The Chayz of Vatayan, you could do that. My taima, what's the reason? Because Avidinish, do a Megalatanase Elevedina. Because sometimes a person doesn't want to show his cards outside of Besim. So if the original taina was outside of Besim, and now he's walking into Besdin, so walking into Besdin is not considered Chayz of Vatayan. Chayz of Vatayan is when the first taina was in Besdin, and now the second taina is going to be in Besdin. But if the first taina was not in Besdin, so over there you don't have a problem of being Chayz of Vatayin. So again, as it relates to this person who said Shalavoisai, and the other person said Shalavoisai. Reuven had Edom to prove Shalavoisai, Shimon did not have Edom to prove Shalavoisai. He had Edom that he had a Chazaka. The Muschel Rishon was, Rabbi said that he has a Migu. He could have said in that it belonged to Yoseida, but I bought it, V'chaltiya Shnei Chazak, and being there at Eid Chazak, you could have won. So therefore, he had a Migu, he was in the right. Abai said it's a Migu Malkum Eid. The question was, what would be if he came afterwards and he said that I'm asking to you. Really, it was never my Zayda. I said Shalavoisai. I meant it was Samachli Alokid Avasi. Why? Because really, I bought it. And because I bought it, so therefore, I feel very confident in it. But the point is, I bought it. I have Shnei Chazak. I have Edei Chazak. And as a result, it should come to me. Is it a Toyin V'chayz V'tayin? Is it not a Toyin V'chayz V'tayin? And again, the backdrop is you can't be Toyin V'chayz V'tayin. Everybody holds you can't be Toyin V'chayz V'tayin. But what about in this case? It was Machoikis Ula Nardoi. According to Ula, this is not a problem of being Toyin V'chayz V'tayin. According to Nardoi, this is a problem of being Toyin V'chayz V'tayin. The Gemara said that although Ula holds that this is not a problem of being Toyin V'chayz V'tayin, but there are two times it would be an issue. Number one, if he's being Oikov Agamri, he would have said L'chatchila Shalavoisa V'loi Shalavisecha. Or alternatively, in the event that he would have left Besdin after the first Taina, because then we assume Tanase Agmire, somebody whispered something to his ear, Nahardoi, who said it doesn't work, would be Maida if the second argument that he made was not Samachli Alakad Avasi, but rather Shel Avoisai Shalakhu Me Avisach, because then he's just being Moisif on what he said. That's for sure not Toyin V'chayz V'tayin. Inami, if his first Taina was in outside of Besdin, then there's a Svara that what? That Ovid Inish Tloy Megalot Tanose El Lebedina, and it's for that reason. If you want to come back in Bezin and you want to taina again, you have a right to taina again. Says the Gemara Amar Amemar as a postscript to this. Ano Nahardo Ano. I'm from Nahardoi. Ich bin a Nahardo. Usfirli, and I hold the Toyin V'Chayze V'Toyin. That really you could be Toyin V'Chayze V'Toyin. So in our Gemara Ula said Toyin V'Chayze V'Toyin. Nahardoi said that you can't be Toyin V'Chayze V'Toyin. Said Amemar, I'm from Nahardo, and I hold you can be Toyin V'Chayze V'Toyin. The Hilchos and the Halach is Toyin V'Chayze V'Toyin, and as mentioned earlier, we are going to come back to this Gemara in the raid. But first, another classic. Again, two people were fighting over a piece of property. Reuven said that this piece of property is an heirloom in our family. And Shimon said the same thing. Reuven brought Edom, that it belonged to his Edom, not just that. He also brought Edom, that he had a chazok, that he had been living there for 3 years. And Shimon brought Edom, that he had been living there for 3 years, but he did not bring Edom, that it was Shel Avoisai. So Reuven and Shimon are both arguing over a piece of property. Implied also is that he said I had a chazaka. He had a chazaka. One, Reuven was able to bring Edom that it was Shel Avoisai and that he had been living there for 3 years. Shimon was only able to bring Edom to Achlo Shnei Chazaka. And the question was, how are we supposed to go about this? Rav Nachman said, Oiki Achilo L'Bahadi Achilo. What we do is, the two sets of Edom that are saying that Reuven and Shimon respectively already had a Chazaka, cancel each other out. Oiki Achilo L'Bahadi Achilo. You have Edom that say that you ate there 3 years. You have Edom that say that you ate there for 3 years. Someone's not telling the truth, right? But the point is, Oiki Achilo L'Bahadi Achilo, they knock each other out. And we're going to give the property to the one that has Edom, that he's the Marakama, that it belonged to his Edus, because for that there's no Akash. And as a result, said Rav Nachman, it's Pasha, that's who it's going to belong to. I understand how you can say that at the end of the day. The Edom that said, Achla Shnei Chazaka, to support Reuven, were the same Edom that said that it belonged to Reuven's ancestors. And being that Edus was knocked out by virtue of Shimon's Edom that also said that Shimon had a chazaka. So that means that the Edom are Edom Mukheshes, meaning they're Edom that Misafik are not telling the truth. And being that the Edus Misafik are liars, so how could you rely on these Edom? Shalavoisa. Meaning, we know that one of these two sets of Edom are not telling the truth. How do we know that? Because you have two Edom that say that Reuven's been here for the last 3 years, and you have two Edom that are saying that Shimon's been there for the last 3 years. The ones that are saying Reuven was there are saying that Shimon wasn't there. And the ones that are saying Shimon was there are saying that Reuven wasn't there. So somebody's not telling the truth. Now, we don't know who's not telling the truth, but misafik l'chayra tainas rava, we would have to assume that they're both maybe, or that one of them is not telling the truth, right? So therefore, misafik, you can't trust any one of these sets of Edom. So how could you say that at the very least, Reuven has Edom that say shalav oisai? What do you mean at the very least? It's not at the very least, because those Edom might not be erlich Edom based on the hakhosha of the Cheskas Gimel Shonim. And if that's the case, how could you rely on the Edom? Amaleis, Rav Nachman told Rav, and he diskachish bachi losa, obavavosa mi iskachish, says, I understand your taina. It's true. As it relates to the hakchosha of who was there for the last 3 years, yeah, that enochinami, there's a hakchosha, but there's no hakchosha on the shalavoisai part. And being that there's no hakchosha on the shalavoisai part, there's no reason we should not be able to rely on these Edom to say shalavoisai shalruven. So we have here an interesting machloikis, Rav Nachman and Rav. Whether Edom that were mukhish klape one thing, does that now mean that we need to be suspicious that maybe these Edom are liars and as a result we can't trust them for something else? Or maybe we could trust them for something else. Okay, what was the case? Reuven and Shimon are disputing over a piece of property. Reuven brought two Edom that said shalavoisai and that he had a chazaka. Shimon brought two Edom that said that he had a chazaka. There's hakhosha klape the chazaka, but there's no hakhosha klape the shalavoisai. Rav Nachman said, based on that, but you have two Edom that are saying shalavoisai. Rava says, no. Once there's hakhosha in these two Edom, could be these two Edom are liars. And if they're liars, then how could you trust them shalavoisai? What's Rav Nachman's response? Nehi deskachesh bachiloso. So obviously this is something that's Sarek Talmud, and the Gemara now is going to say that l'chur at first glance, this machloikis between Rav and Rav Nachman would seem to be a major, major machloikis on Bayram. Neimo, Rav and Rav Nachman, it would seem that the machloikis Rav and Rav Nachman is really machloikis Rav and Rav Chizda, the Itmar, Beiski, the Edom, Makrish, Zuazu. There were two sets of Edom that were being makrish each other, so the Rashbam gives us a fancy case. The case is where two people said that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. Two other Edom came and said that Reuven did not borrow money from Shimon. They were makrish them. How were they makrish them? So the Rashbam's case is where the second pair of Edom said that on that day that you two Edom are saying Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, Reuven was with us, or Shimon was with us. Imanu haya b'makom ployni, and as a result, it can't be what you're saying is the truth. Now, the Rashbam is very mayrich, kiyodua, and the Rashbam says that don't get confused and think that this is hazama, right? The minute you hear imanu hayisem, you think this is hazama. But imanu hayisem b'makom ployni, which is hazama, is true when the second pair of Edom are saying that the first Edom were with us. How could you testify to such? You were with us. Over here, the second set of Edom are not saying that the Edom were with us, but what the second set of Edom are saying is that the loiva was with us, the malva was with us. And as a result, this long could have never taken place. But the bottom line is, what you have over here is two Edom that are saying there was a loan, two Edom that are saying there was not a loan. Beis kite Edom hamakish zuzu. And again, someone's not telling the truth. Amar Rav Huna said, zu babif neyatzmo meido, v'zu babif neyatzmo meido. The halacha is that if the first set of Edom want to be made about something else, they can go. And if the second set of Edom want to be made about something else, that's okay. Meaning, even though as it relates to this Edis, we have a problem, we have a treyotrey. But if each one of these kite Edom want to go be made about something else, we saw Reuven kill Shimon, we saw someone shar, shtois shar, that's going to be okay. Just because these Edom were mukhish in this story doesn't take away their ability from going to be made in another scenario. Rav Chizda said, no. He said, why would Bezin want to get involved with Edom that are liars? Meaning, we know one of these two sets of Edom are lying. And as a result, and therefore, these two Edom would not be able to be made, even in another scenario. So what's the machloikis between Rav Chizda? The machloikis is when you have shtei kite Edom, hamachiche zu azu. Are the Edom nemon to say Edus in another context, or are they not nemon to say Edus in another context? Rav Huna said yes, and Rav Chizda said not. So says the Gemara, Lemer Rav Nachman, Amik Rav Huna. The Rava, the Amik Rav Chizda, at first glance it would seem that the Machloikis Rav Nachman and Rava is literally the Machloikis Rav Huna Rav Chizda. Rav Nachman that said, just because this Hakchosha on the Ochle Shnei Chazaka doesn't mean that you can't trust the Edom to say Shalav Yisrael, holds like Rav Huna. That Shtei Ki Te Edom HaMakrish Ezu Ezu, Zobif Nei Atzma Me'ida, Vezobif Nei Atzma U Me'ida. Whereas Rava that said that Ha'edus mukheshesi, he holds like Rav Chisda, who said, Bahadisadish Akrilamali. And once this hakhasha regarding one thing, you can't even say Zubabifneyatzma umida with regards to something else. But the Gemara says, no, it's not mukhach. Okay, how so? Aliba de Rav Chisda. According to Rav Chisda, that holds that shtei kitei edim hamakish zuazu bahadisadi shakri lomali. Each one of these sets of edim are going to be possible, even to be made in another context. Kuli amalu pli everybody's moida. That what? That the edim that said shalav voisai on Amud Aleph would not work. Meaning everybody would have to agree with the Rava that ha'edos mukheshase. If you hold like Rav Chisda in Beis Kitei Edem HaMakish Zuazu, for sure you're going to have to hold like Rava in the case of Cheskes Habata. Stating that, Ki Pligi, it is possible to say that Rava and Rav Nachman were arguing Aliba de Rafuna, according to Rafuna. Again, what did Rafuna hold? Beis Kitei Edem HaMakish Zuazu, Zu Babifnei Atzmum Ida, Vuzo Babifnei Atzmum Ida. How so? Rav Nachman, Ki Rafuna. Rav Nachman holds like Rafuna. Meaning, Rav Nachman that said that even though there's Hakosha regarding the Shnei Chazaka, but at the same time, the Edem HaGid be Nemet to say Shalav Oisei, it's Poshet. He's going to tell you, you know who I hold like? I hold like Rafuna. Vada, I don't hold like Rav Chiz. Aliba de Rav Chizda kuli amalei pligi. You can't make it work. But libe de Rav Huna, why not? Rav Huna holds basically to edem amakrich zu azu zuba b'fnei atzum ida v'zuba b'fnei atzum ida. That's exactly my sheet over here. Aber the Rava says the Gemara, even Rava who holds that what? But edus makreshes he could be he holds like Rav Huna in basically to edem amakrich zu azu. How so? At first glance, it seems to be contradicted because atkan lekamer Rav Huna. Although Rav Huna said his halacha, that's only le edus acheres with regards to another edus. Avala oisa edus loy. But as it relates to the same Eidos, it could be over there, the Halach is going to be different. Meaning, the Gemara is saying that it could be, although Rav Huna said, Beis Kitei Edem HaMachiche Zu Azu, Zu Babifnei Atzmum Eidah, Vuzo Babifnei Atzmum Eidah, that's if they want to be made about something else. But in the same Eidos that you are Mukhish, you want to also be Neman, that doesn't work, right? In our case, the same Edim that said, Shalavoisnai said, Achlo Shnei Chazaka. And as it relates to Achlo Shnei Chazaka, there was Akrasha. So you want to say that even though there's Akrasha on half of the Edis, but there's no Akrasha on the other half of the Edis, now you're pushing your luck a little bit. It's true that Rafuna holds Zu Babifnei Atzmo Mi'ido, Vizu Babifnei Atzmo Mi'ido. But it could be, says the Gemara, there's a Sfarah to say that that's only going to be true if it's a different Edis. But if it's the same Edis, it's not going to work. Now, that's goof for why the Gemara said that Aliba de Rav Chisda kuli amalei pligi, it can't work. Why? Because Rav Chisda holds that even when it's a different Eidus, Bahad Sadish Akri Lamali. So Kal V'chaimra Namar Aleph, there's going to be no way to make it work. So that's the Oimik of the Gemara. At first glance, it sounds like the Machloikis Rav and Rav Nachman and Cheskes Habatim is the Machloikis Rav Huna and Rav Chisda with regards to Hilchis Eidus Bechlal. But the Gemara says it's not Muchach. Why? Because there's a distinction. You know what the distinction is? In Cheskes Habatim, it's one Eidus, or at the very least, have to be careful with how you say this, even if you want to say it's two ideas, but the two ideas were said regarding the same case and they were said bevasachas. As opposed to on Amud Beis, the Machloikis Rav Huna, Rav Chisda, it's two completely different ideas that are being said in two completely different times that took place in two completely different sides of the world. So it could be that there's a svara to say that Zu Babifnei Atzmo Me'ido V'Zu Babifnei Atzmo Me'ido, maybe if it's a different Eidos. But if it's the same Eidos, then we're going to be more sensitive to the argument of the Hadis Sadi Shakri Lomeli. And as a result, says the Gemara, the Machloikis Rav and Rav Nachman is not Mamish the Machloikis Rav Huna Rav Chisda. Now, Aliba the Rav Chisda, who says even for a different Eidos, Hadis Sadi Shakri Lomeli, Sakal V'Chaymer Cheskes Abatim, where it's the same Eidos. But Aliba the Rav Huna that said Zu Babifnei Atzmo Me'ido V'Zu Babifnei if Neyatzma Me'ido, when it's a different Eidos, says the Gemara, it's not Muchach, he would have said the same thing when it's the same Eidos, and therefore Tainas the Gemara, that it could be the Machloikis Rav and Rav Nachman is the Machloikis Rav Huna Rav Chisda, but it could also be that the Machloikis Rav and Rav Nachman is all Aliba de Rav Huna, and they're trying to argue whether Rav Huna only said his halacha with regards to a different Eidos, or whether Rav Huna said his halacha with regards to the same Eidos as well. Now just one point that's worth mentioning is, what's Pashup Shana Rav Huna? At the end of the day, Rav Chisda seems to be making a very good argument. Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lamali. Right? One of these sets of Edom are liars. So you have a suffix whether these are kosher Edom or they're not kosher Edom. If two people walk into Bezin, you have a suffix if they're kosher Edom or not kosher Edom. If you ask the man on the street without learning Chesh Mishpat Simon Lamed Dalet, I think he would probably tell you that it's an issue, right? I mean, it's a suffix that maybe these are liars, so you're going to give somebody Malkus, you're going to be Moitzi Mammon, you're going to give somebody Mises Bezdin based on an edus where it could be the person's not telling the truth. So really, Rav Huna, Alech Lahavi Araya, to explain this idea of Zu Babif Neyatzma Mi'ida, the Zu Babif Neyatzma Mi'ida. I mean, Rav Nachman took it to such an extreme that even in one edus I could hear it. But Tzarech Bir, what's the Pash of Shat? The short answer is as simple as the question, and that is because although there's a suffix that these Eidim might be liars, but they have a chazaka that they're not liars. Every person has a cheskes kashrus that he's telling the truth. And being that the Eidim have a chazaka, a cheskes kashrus, that they are really erlicha people, so it's their chazaka that allows them to be kashal Eidim. And the truth is, anytime a person walks into Bezdin, you don't really know who this person is. Mechatesu, you should even accept his testimony. The Rambam B'Lashoni Azov in Hilchas Yisoy De'Atayra says it's based on the fact that a Yid has a Cheskas Kashrus. And because he has a Cheskas Kashrus, so therefore he's believed. This person also has a Cheskas Kashrus. Every person, there's always really maybe a suffix. Here it's more of a dramatic suffix. It's a trey, a trey. There's a hakasha. His suffix is something that sprouts out of some of the more difficult sugyas in Shas, b'sei the government. But at the end of the day, every yid be'etzim you don't know. No, v'asa hata chazaka. The side of Shitas Rav Huna is zu babif ne'atzim ida, v'zu babif ne'atzim ida. It's because of the fact that he has a chazaka. Either way, the Gemara says, going back to our story between the two people, Reuven and Shimon, who were fighting over this piece of property, where there was Machloikis, Rav Nachman and Rava, what the halacha is, Hodar, Aisi, Sadi, Davosai. So after, again, what was the story? Reuven said, this is my property. Shimon said, it's my property. Eidim, Reuven says, I have Eidim that belong to my Zaydis. I also have Eidim that I've been in for the last 3 years. Shimon says, I can't bring any Eidim that belong to my Zaydis. However, I could bring Eidim that I've been in for the last 3 years. So Rav Nachman said that to me, the Eidim, HaChazaka cancel each other out. What you're left with is Reuven having Edom that belong to Zaydis. He's the Marakama. As a result, he's going to get it. Rava didn't understand it, but that was Rav Nachman's psak. So the Gemara says that afterwards, Shimon was able to find Edom that was able to prove that it belonged to his Zaydis as well. Which means that Shimon was able to even the playing field. He created an equilibrium. So that if you revisit the story now everything changed. Reuven had Edim that it belonged to his Edis and that he had Shnei Chazakos. But Shimon now also had Edim, previously didn't, but now he also had Edim that it belonged to his Edis and that he had Shnei Chazakos. So after this happened, Rav Nachman said, Nu, anan achtine, anan maskinon le, lezilusa de beidin aloi chashinon. Initially, I gave the property to Reuven based on the fact that he had Edim that it belonged to Zaydis, whereas Shimon did not have Edim that it belonged to his Zaydis. However, now everything changed, and because everything changed, so it's for that reason I'm going to take it away from Reuven, and we are going to have to revisit this story now based on the fact that it's not just Reuven that has Edim, but Shimon also has Edim. Now, isn't it going to make Bezdin look bad? Because, I mean, here Bezdin issued a psak, and now Bezdin's going to have to put out a kol kaira that we got it wrong. Right? Anytime a Bezdin says that we were wrong, so there's a zilusa de Beidina, and you have to be sensitive to zilusa de Beidina, right? You don't want Bezdin to look bad. Said Rav Nachman, the zilusa de Beidina, loy chashinon, which is going to segue knee-deep into tomorrow's daf, and as a result, this is a classic Cheskes Habatim daf, which is Miuta Kamus, but it's Roiva Eichos. We are going to stop here. So today's daf was really a tale of two stories, and of two sugyas. The first sugya was the sugya of Toyin, V'chayz of Toyin. The second sugya was Beis Kitei Eden, HaMakhishois Zuazu. Each one is a sugya that's Oymeid, Berumay Shalaylam. Now the truth is, in the last machzer, we spoke out a lot of raid on part two of today's daf, on the Beis Kitei Edim HaMakhishe Zuazu. So there's several raid bites that we spoke out on this daf that goes into some of the kishkes and some of the lumdis of Amid Beis. So for the Tafshin Pei Dalit edition, we're going to focus on Amid Aleph, and we're going to talk a little bit about Toyin, V'chayze V'toyin, Enoi Toyin, V'chayze V'toyin. So again, what was the first part of the daf? Two people were disputing a piece of property. Ze oy mishal avoysay, ve ze oy mishal avoysay. Hay I see sadi da vosay hi, ve hay I see sadi da ochlo shnei chazaka. So Reuven and Shimon both claim that this piece of property was something that they yarshin from their Zaydis. Reuven brought Edom to prove such. Shimon couldn't bring any Edom to prove that it belonged to his Zaydis. However, he did have Edom that he had been there for the last 3 years. So when Rava heard the story, Rava said, I think Shimon gets the property. And the reason is, because if Shimon would have said, it's true, Reuven, that this property belonged to your Zayda. However, I bought it, and I've since been living there for 3 years, meaning I have a Cheskas Gimel Shonim. What would be the halacha? The halacha is Cheskas Abatim 101. Shimon would get it. Now, Shimon didn't say that, but he has a migu that he could have said that. Mali l'shaker, and as a result, he is the one that's going to get it. Abaya was chaylik. Abaya held that although it's true, Shimon has a migu, but Reuven's position is supported by Edom, and the minute you're going up against someone whose position is supported by Edom, it becomes a migu b'makim Edom, and migu b'makim Edom lo yamrina. But the Gemara says that a little while later, Shimon in Beis Din said that, Your Honor, I need to tweak a little bit my argument. I said shalavoisai, and my understanding is that you assumed that when I said shalavoisai, what I meant to say was that I yarshin this from my Zaydis. And I couldn't prove that with Edom, and as a result, according to Abaya, I ended up losing. You didn't understand what I said. What I meant to say was that the avosaychi, that really Reuven is correct when he said that it belonged to his Zaydis, I purchased it from Reuven. I've been living there for the last 3 years. These are my edim to prove that I've been living there for the last 3 years. Now, you want to know why I said shalav oisai? What I meant to say was the samach li alok kedavasi, that I'm so confident that this is mine, that to me it's no different than if I would have yarshin this from my zaydis. But when I said shalav oisai, I didn't really mean shalav oisai. What I meant was that I bought it, and it's comfortable by me as if it was shalav oisai. And that's an argument that I could support with Eden. That's an argument that's a winning argument. And as a result, I think I should be the one, even according to you, Abaya, that's going to end up with this piece of property. And the Gemara said that really what was at the crux of whether or not a person can do this is could a person be toyin v'chayz v'tayin, could a person not be toyin v'chayz v'tayin. And the Gemara said that avada, if a person's going to walk into Beis Din, he's going to then argue and then contradict his original argument, that's not okay. A person cannot be toyin v'chayz v'tayin, it's not up for debate. That's not something you can do. The reason this was even a shaila is because over here the person wasn't contradicting what he said. He was being makhishik tzas l'shoni azov shal harashbam, but really what he was doing was he was reframing his argument. He was offering another commentary on his argument. He was giving Beis Din another perspective of how to view his argument. And what he was saying was, you thought I meant shalav oisai as if I yarshin it from my zayd. It's not really what I meant. And the question is, b'chai gavno, where you're being makhish your argument tzas, where you just reframing it for the court, is that a problem of being toim v'chayz v'toim, or is that not a problem? And that was a machloikis between Ula and Nardoi. Ula said, in such a case, it'd be toim v'chayz v'toim. Nardoi said, in such a case, it can't be toim v'chayz v'toim. And then the Gemara said that although Ula said you can be toim v'chayz v'toim, moide Ula in two cases that you can't. And although Nardoi said you can, moide Nardoi in two cases that you can't. We're going to forward all the way to the end. There are two times that Nardoi is moide that you can be toim v'chayz v'toim. What would be the two times? So one would be if he's not being makhish ktsas, but rather what he's doing is he's just being moisif on what he said initially. Meaning, I said shalav oisai. I'm not coming back and saying, yeah, I said shalav oisai, but I meant. No, what he's saying is shalav oisai because avoisai bought it from avoisecha. So I'm not contradicting anything. I'm just being moisif. Over there, even Ardoi is moida, they could be time for chayz v'tayim. No, there's three levels. There's being makhish legamri, there's being makhish ktsas, and then there's being moisif. Now, Doi holds that in the in-between level, it's not okay, but if I'm being moisif, that's going to be okay. Additionally, says the Gemara, now Doi is going to be moida, in the event that the initial argument that this person made, he made outside of Beis Din. And then he walked into Beis Din, and then he changed his argument. And then he told Beis Din, you know, there's another way you can see this. Over there, it's going to be okay. And the reason is, because being that the first argument was outside of Beis Din, it's not considered being Tayin v'chayz v'tayin. Because Ovid Inish v'loy megali tanasi ela lebedina. Because a smart person will not reveal his arguments outside of court. He doesn't want to give the opposition an opportunity to strategize against it. So he was keeping his arguments close to the vest. And as a result, the fact that he didn't tain it as outside of Beis Din means nothing. And therefore, it's not going to be an issue of being Tayin v'chayz v'tayin. If you take a look at the Rashbam, Dibra Maschel Umoydi Nami Nahardoi, says the Rashbam, that this that the Gemara said, that according to Nahardoi, if the person would taina outside of Bezdin, and then he would walk in Bezdin, and he would change his argument, it wouldn't be a problem, because of it Indish Lemegali Tanasi El Lebedina, says Rashbam, that would be true, even if he was makrish his original taina legamri outside of Bezdin. Meaning, the machloikis ula nahardoi is in that middle case, where the person is not being makrish his original taina legamri, he's being makrish ktsas, he's reframing it. That's where they're arguing. Because if you're being makrish legamri, there's no ula. Everybody holds you can't be tain v'chayz v'tain. And if you're being moisif, like the Gemara said, there's no nardoi. Everybody holds you could be tain v'chayz v'tain. The whole machloikis is in that middle case. A bezokter ashbam, a geshmak azach, he says that in the case where the person's original taina was chutz lebezdin, and now he walked into Bezdin and he changed his argument, where it works, says Nahardoi. Why? Because Avedin Ishtle Megali Tanasi Elul Lebedino, even though Nahardoi was saying it klapi ver halacha, which is in that middle case where you're being makrish ktsas, but really would be true even if you're oike legamri, even if you're makrish legamri. And the reason is because Zilbasa taima. What difference does it make if I'm being makrishit a little bit or if I'm being makrishit legami? Why is it a problem if you're makrishit legami? Because you can't be tayin v'chayzat tayin. Yeah, you can't be tayin v'chayzat tayin according to Nardoi even if you're makrishit a little bit. The teretz is that if my original taina was chutz lebezdin, so there's no umdana by virtue of the fact that I taina this and not that, and therefore I can go and be tayin again in bezdin. And it's not a problem being tayin v'chayzat tayin. Because avedin ish lemegal tanaseh el lebedino. So if for that reason, says the Rashbam, that this knech of Moide Nardoi would be true even not in Nardoi's case. Even in a case where you'd be Makhash Lagam, even in a case where everybody's Moide, Kuli Amaloi, please, I've gone into Tomet Machlekes between Ula and Nardoi, where it's poshit that a person can't be time because of a time. But if the original title would be outside of Bezdin, and now you're walking into Bezdin, the halacha would be it's not going to be okay. Meaning, even though Nardoi is talking about a case where you're being Makhash Iktas, but this qualification of Shitas Nahardoi, says the Rashbam, is not unique to that. It's true for every time v'chayz v'tayim, even a real fleshig time v'chayz v'tayim. We are being oikel legamri what it is that you said originally. It doesn't matter, because if there's a svar of Ovid Inish, Gloy Megala Tanose, Elo Lebedino, Mali, if now I'm being makhish my original taina ktsas, or if I'm being makhish my original taina legamri. That's what you say in Rashbam. Stating that, the Shita Mekubetzes, right here on our Gemara, brings from Rabbeinu Yoina that Rabbeinu Yoina was chaylik with Rashbam. Rabbeinu Yoina said no. He said, to the extent that you are going to now walk into Bezdin and be makrish legamri, what your taina was outside of Bezdin, it's poshut, it's not going to work, and there's no svar in the world of Ovid Inish Deloy Megala Tanase Elul Bedin. Why? So says Rabbeinu Yoina as follows. What would be the case, right? Let's stick to our Cheskes Abatim case. What would be the case where the person said outside of Bezdin, and now he walks into Bezdin and he wants to be makrish legamri what it is that he said outside of Bezdin? So the case would be, l'chayra, where the person outside of Bezdin said shalavoysai, v'loy shalavoysai. Now he walks into Bezdin and he says, no, it's not true. Really, it belonged to Avi Secha. I bought it from him, and I have a Shnei Chazok, and as a result, based on Cheskes Abatim, I'm supposed to get it. So you're being makrish legamri, right? The case of Ula Nardoi is where you just said Shalavoysai. Shalavoysai sounds like it belonged to my Zayda. No, it meant Samachli Allah Kidavasi. But over here, in a case where you were said Shalavoysai v'loy shalavoysecha. Now you walk into Bezdin and you say, really, we're shalavoysai. That would be your situation where you'd be makrish legamri. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, if you say that, you can't be chayz v'tayin in Bezdin. You know why? Because haydas baldin kimei eidim dami. If you say shalavoysai v'loy shalavoysecha, you would just moida, essentially, that you never purchased it from his eida. Why? Because if it never belonged to his Eda, how could you have purchased it from his Eda? So by you saying, Shel Avoisai Veloy Shel Avisecha, that's Hoidos Baldin, that you never bought it from Avisecha. And you can't walk into Bezdin now, using the Svar of Ovedin Shlomigal Tanasi de Bezdin, and be Choyzer from Hoidos Baldin Kimeya Edim Dami. Now just to appreciate this a little bit better. Number one, Hoidos Baldin Kimeya Edim Dami is true even Chutzal Bezdin. Without that, this whole tain is then on arrival. But it's true, even chutz lebezdin. Hoydos baldin kimei edav dami does not have to be in bezdin. It could be chutz le. There are certain times you need bezdin. But hoydos baldin kimei edav dami doesn't fodder in Bezdin. So this could have very easily happened outside of Bezdin, as long as there were Edom there that heard it. That constitutes Hoydos Badin Kimei Edom. Now you have to say Atam Edai maybe. This whole sugi is of Hoydos Badin Kimei Edom Dami, when it's considered a Hoydo, when you could say Meshat Dami Bach. But it's a Hoydos Badin Kimei Edom Dami as long as it's in front of Edom, which is what's going on in our case. And as a result, there's a Hoyda that it didn't belong to the Zeda. Being that there's a Hoyda that didn't belong to the Zeda, so you can't go now with a Taina and try to be Oiker the Hoyda Spaldin Kimei Edom Dami. You can retoye, that you can do. And you can say that the reason I said this Taina, not that Taina, is based on 8 different Svaras. But to go against a Hoyda Spaldin Kimei Edom Dami, that's not something you can do. And that is the aside of Rabbeinu Yonah's Kasha. Rabbeinu Yonah is claiming on the Rashbam that in the sugya of Toyin v'chayz v'toyin, there's an Indian of Ovid Inish v'megala tanase v'bezdin. But if there was a Hoydos Baldin in your original Taina, that already is going to be a problem. And l'chura, if you said shalavoysai v'loy shalavisecho, now there's a Hoydos Baldin. Now just say it a little bit better. If you said shalavoysai, that's not a Hoydos Baldin, that it wasn't shalavisecho, because you could always reframe what Shalavoisai means. But if Shalavoisai v'loy Shalavisecha can mean one thing or one thing only, that it didn't belong to your Tata, it didn't belong to your Zeda. So if you said klar that that's what happened, now you have a real bona fide Hoydos Baldin. You can't go against that. It's too late. It's like two Edom said something. You just kicked into a whole nother gear. You just opened up a Pandora's box that you will not be able to creak out of. Because this is now already elevated from a Shaila of a Taina to Hoydos Baldin, like 100 Edom, right? So that's right now something you can get away from. And it's for that reason, Taina's Rabbeinu Yonah, it's going to be a problem. Now, the emphasis is like this. There's one other thing that we have to have clear. Did this person really say Hoydos Baldin Kimei Edom Dami? That he never bought this property from the Zeda? What did he say? Shalavoisai v'loy shalavoisacha. Okay. Does that mean that I never bought it from your Zeda? What would be Hoydos Baldin Kimei Edom Dami? If Reuven goes over to Shimon and he says, I never bought it from your Zeda, what would be the case? He tells him, I never bought it from your Zeda, right? That would be the case. Atam Edai, there's no Meshat Anibach. There's not Litzonis over here. I mean every word I say. I'm saying every word I mean. And he says, Pivalibo Shavin, that I'm letting you know I never bought this from any one of your ancestors. Not on your maternal side, not on your paternal side. He crosses his T's and he dots his I's. He says it 100% clear. Okay, good. He does, but then Kimei Edom. I didn't say that. He said, Shalavoisai v'loy shalavisecha. So just because he said, Shalavoisai v'loy shalavisecha, how does that somehow translate into this clear, like day, Hoydos Baldin Kimei Edom Dami, that he never bought it from the Zeda? Rabbeinu Yonah himself bavarns this. And you know what Rabbeinu Yonah says? He says, because if it never belonged to the Zeda, then how could it be you bought it from the Zeda? Well, you bought it from someone that never really owned it? Again, we're getting very nuanced now. You have to. We're learning Bava Basra. Obviously, it didn't belong. I understand, but you didn't say it, right? So, Zok Rabbeinu Yonah, I'll tell you the precedent for this. It's what we know as kol oimaloi lovisi, kol oimaloi paraiti dami. If somebody goes over to someone and he says that you owe me money, he says loi hoyu dvar meyom, I never saw, I don't know who you are. It's not true. And then afterwards, two Edom walk into Bezdin and two Edom say, yeah, he owes him money. He says, I hear I'm a paraiti. So what's the halacha? Kol oimaloi lovisi, kol oimaloi paraiti dami. And by the way, even if he brings Edom afterwards, that he paid. Why? Because the minute you say loy lovisi, by definition, what you said was, is that loy paraiti. So being that by definition, when you say loy lovisi, it's like you said loy paraiti. So now you're not nemen anymore to say paraiti. And even if you have Edom, it's going to be too late, because you already said loy paraiti. And once you said loy paraiti, your hoida is even more than Edom. And it's for that reason it's not going to be okay. So Zok Rabbeinu Yonah, that if you want a tsushtel to this case, saying shalavoisai v'loy shalavisecha, and then afterwards saying, I bought it from Avi Secha is the equivalent to saying Loi Lavisi and then afterwards saying Paraiti. Because you don't pay a loan that you never took, and you don't buy something from someone that you claim never owned that thing. So it's true, you never had a Fleish Gaidos Martin that I never bought it from you. But what you did say was Veloi Shalavi Secha. The bottom line is this is Rabbeinu Yonah's Kasha. L'maaseh, what we have here is a Machloikis Rishonim. We have a major Machloikis between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Yonah. What would be if somebody Chutz LeBezdin would say, Shalavoisai Veloi Shalavisecha? Then he walks into Bezdin and he says, no, it was really Shalavisecha, but I bought it from Avisecha. And the reason I said Shalavoisai Veloi Shalavisecha is because I didn't want to reveal all my tainas outside of Bezdin. The Rashbam says, it's a Mefurish Gemara, Avadinish Lemegalatan Asi Bezdin. And just like Nahardoi said it in their middle case, the same would be true in the extreme case of Tain Vachais of a Tain. Ben Yoni says, no, it's different. In your case, all it is a taina, and all you're trying to do with being Tain is reframe the taina. B'chai gavna, where there's a ksas umdeno, so you have the ability to go ahead and reframe the taina. However, in a case when you said shalavoisai veloi shalavisecha, that's how it does, baldin kimeya edim dami, that what? That you never purchased it. Ah, you never said you didn't purchase it, but you said loi lovisi, which is ka'im loi paraiti dami. And it's for that reason it's oidos baldin, you can't come back from oidos baldin. And even if the oidos baldin was chutz lebezdin, you can't come back from it, even if you want to come back from it in bezdin. There's no mashatani bach when it comes to Oidos Baldin is a very serious, intense thing. And it's for that reason, says Rabbeinu Yonah, it's going to be different. Bottom line is, we have a machloikis. And the question is, what's the hesber in this machloikis between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Yonah? It's Rav Shach in Avi Ezri. And this is in Hilchas Toyim V'Nitin. It's in Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel. It's Ois Beis, if you want to just zone into this specific part of the shtickel. He says, a beer nifla, based on a well-known chakira from Hagoy Nagoda, Rav Kiva Eger, in Shailos Tshuvas, Rav Kiva Eger, Simen Kuf Mem Tes, as it relates to how you understand, kala oimer loy lovisi, ka oimer loy paraiti dami. So kala oimer loy lovisi is ka oimer loy paraiti dami. Again, what's the case? Reuven goes over to Shimon, he says, you owe me $100. Shimon says, I don't know who you are. Loy hoyu dvar meyolam. Okay. Reuven later was able to find Adam to prove that he really loaned Shimon money. Shimon then came and he said, paraiti, which is a koich hataina that he has, right? A person's allowed to say paraiti, you have to be mekayim the chasimis, etc., etc. He came and he said, paraiti, kalo'im aloi levisi, kalo'im aloi paraiti, dami says, that once you said lahadam, you lost your right to be able to go now and say paraiti. Klez Rav Kiveger, what's the aside? What's pshat in kalo'im aloi levisi, kalo'im aloi paraiti, dami? Said Rav Kiveger, one side I have is that it could be it's a svara. The svara is that a person in court usually is going to say the most reasonable and the best argument that he can say. So if Reuven goes over to Shimon, he says, you owe me money. And Shimon really owes, you had borrowed money. And Shimon really had borrowed the money, but he paid the money. So what would be the intelligent thing to respond? To say, I don't know who you are, I never borrowed the money? Why would you say that? You're shaita. What you should say is, yeah, I borrowed the money, but I paid. So if this person walked into Bezin and he said, it's muchach that he never paid. Because if he would have borrowed and paid, then why wouldn't he have just said that? So kalo'im aloi levisi, kalo'im aloi paraiti, because there's a hoichach gedoyla, says Rabbi Kiveger, that you didn't pay, because if you paid, you would have said you paid. It's the svara of migu, right? It's mamash a reverse migu. Migu is predicated on a person always walks in and argues the best argument that he can make, right? That's the svara that underpins migu. That's the svara. The svara of kalo'im aloi levisi, kalo'im aloi paraiti, dami, is that if you could have tainted paraiti, then you should have tied it paraiti. Why would you say loyayud var meyaylam? That's a silly risk to take. So from the fact that you said loyayud var meyaylam and you didn't say paraiti, does the gres deraya that it's really not perua? And it's for that reason, if you now come and you say paraiti, we're not going to listen to you. You know why? Because we have a chacha that it's not true. What's the chacha? You were tainer a week ago. That's the chacha that it's not emes. Oh yeah, shloim, I said Rabbi Kiveg, maybe it's much bigger than that. Could be it's tiefer than that. It could be it's on a higher level than that. It could be kalayim Loivavisi is coming like Paraiti Dami. Because when you say the words Loivavisi, you're being Maida, Haidas Faldin that you didn't pay. Because why would you have paid on a loan that you never took out? Is Kaloima Loivavisi coming like Paraiti a Haichacha Ba'alma, says Rabbi Kiveger? Or maybe it's more than a Haichacha Ba'alma. It could be it's Haidas Faldin. Now, just to work backwards, and really we spoke this all out in the Hakdama to this. What would be the tzad it's not Haidas Baldin? It's because he didn't say Mefurish Loi Paraiti. So if you didn't say Mefurish Loi Paraiti, how could Loi Lovisi be a Haidas Baldin of Loi Paraiti? Maybe no. Lemaisa in Loi Lovisi licked the Tainef in Loi Paraiti. Because why would you pay down a loan that you never bought? But Lemaisa never said Loi Paraiti. But Lemaisa implies it. That's one side. The other side, what Kivega says is, I can hear it. That could be Lo'ilam, you're right. Being that you never said Loi Paraiti, there is no Haidas Badin on Loi Paraiti. All there is Haidas Badin on Loi Lovisi. But from Loi Lovisi, there's a Haichach of Loi Paraiti. And the reason Kalaima Loi Lovisi and Kalaima Loi Paraiti, Dami, it's not based on the Haidas Badin Shabai. It's just based on the Haichach that emerges from the time of Loi Lovisi. In Reb Kivega's Tshuva, the nafkamina to this chakira was next level. I mean, every tshuvas Reb Kivega kiyadua is just so not shayach. But Reb Kivega was handling a shayla where somebody had loaned money to somebody, binemonos. So what does it mean to lend somebody binemonos? But the malva tells the loiva, listen, I'm willing to lend you money. You need a loan, I'll give you a loan. But don't come to me later and tell me you learned bava metziah and make me be a nishba v'noitel when I have to go ahead and collect on my money. So I'm letting you know now, you cannot taina Perua. If you're going to come to me and you're going to start telling me that you paid up this loan, I'm not going to accept it. And it was there was an agreement. The agreement was that this person did not have the ability to taina paraiti. Meaning, you want to bring Adam you paid? Yeah, obviously, that's okay. You have a shoiver? Whatever. I don't know. But the point is you can't come to me with a taina paraiti. He disarmed him. That was the case. Okay. Maisa, the Malva went over to the loiva and he says, Mono libiyotcha. And he went and he said, it never happened. He says, the loan never happened. Now, he couldn't say that he paid the loan, right? Why could he say he paid the loan? Because he already signed off based on the shtar chayiv that was in front of Beis Din. It said mefurish that the loiver relinquishes his rights. So really, his only argument was to say, and he banged out the argument. He said, in the meantime, Reuven, the Malva, went, and he was Mekayim the Chasimus. He proved that this shtar was a real shtar, and as a result, it was Hayud Var Me'olam. And then the guy came back, and he said, oh, paraiti, you're right, I paid. And Rav Kivega was Mesupik in that tshuva, whether you say, Kaloim Eloi Lovisi, Kaloim Eloi Paraiti Dami, or you don't say, Kaloim Eloi Lovisi, Kaloim Eloi Paraiti Dami. What's Rav Kivega's Sofik? Sofik Rav Kivega, because if you're going to tell me that the Yisoid of Kaloim Eloi Lovisi, Kaloim Eloi Paraiti Dami is, that there's a Hoychacha when you say Loi Lovisi that you didn't pay, because if you paid, why would you say Loi Lovisi? You're saying good, but say better. You should have said Paraiti. Over there, there's no Haichacha, because this guy couldn't say Paraiti, because the original loan was done by Nemanus, that he wasn't going to say Paraiti. So he had no ability to say Paraiti. The only argument he had was to say Loi Lovisi. So there's no Haichacha on Loi Paraiti. But Zog Reb Kivega, if Loi Lovisi, if that Zog, that Bitoy is Haidas Faldin Kimei Eidem Dami, that you were Loi Paraiti, then it has nothing to do with Haichacha. You said Loi Paraiti. You said Loi Paraiti, then you're out of business. So that's Reb Kivega said this chakira. That was the case. Half of a fell. But Al Kaponim said Rab Shach, Shneiton Rab Kivega. A chakira, how you do in terms of how you understand Kaloim Eloi Lovisi, Kaloim Eloi Paraiti Dami. Is it a Hoychach of Alma, or could be it's Haidas Badin Kimeitim Dami? Said Rab Shach, that's poshet. That Rabbeinu Yoina, who asked on the Rashbam, that if a person says Shalav Oisev, Eloi Shalav Isecha, Chutz for Bezdin, how could you be Toyin V'chayzev V'toyin in Bezdin? Because Ovid Dinish Lamigala Tanase Yelo Lebedina, Abel Amais, Haidas Badin Kimei Eidim Dami. And if a person says Haidas Badin Kimei Eidim Dami, there's no Mashat Ani Bach anymore. You can't go ahead with Tainas, because it's too late. You already might. I, you were never Moida. Yeah, but Kaloim Eloi Lovisi, Kaloim Eloi Paraiti Dami. So if I say Eloi Shalav Isecha, it's the equivalent of saying that I never purchase it. So Rav Shach, that's a tiny if you hold Kaloim Eloi Lovisi, Kaloim Eloi Paraiti Dami, is Haidas Badin Kimei Eidim Dami. Yenitzan Rav Kivega's Chakira. But if you hold that, there's no Haidas Badin Kaloim Eloi Lovisi, Kaloim Eloi Paraiti Dami, because you didn't say Eloi Paraiti. All you said was Eloi Lovisi. No, what is Yeda? Said Da Haichacha. Haichacha? Oh, Haichacha Sinita. You know why? Because Avedin is Shloime Galut HaNasim Bezen. So Zog Reb Shach, that Rabbeinu Yoina Klar held that Kaloim Eloi Lovisi, Kaloim Eloi Paraiti Dami, is Haidas spadin kame eidem dami. So he taine that if you want to be makhish k'tzas, that I understand you can be k'tayin v'chayz of a tayin. But if you want to be makhish legami, now you're going up against haidah spadin. There's no meshatani bach. You can have all the tainas in the world. Haidah spadin is kame eidem dami. What did the Rashbam hold? The Rashbam held like the other tzad of Rab Kiveyos Chakira. The Rashbam held that kaloim aloi levisi kame aloi paraiti dami is not haidah spadin. All it is a haichacha. If all it is a haichacha, it's not a das badin. Okay, so if there's a umdina to explain and to rationalize why I would have said one thing out of bez, another thing inside of it, that is nahar dai. Says Dr. Rashbam, what's the difference if he being machleship and miktas or if he being oikir lagami? At the end of the day, the haichacha is the haichacha. In fact, Reb Shach is so pumped with this tzustel, the Reb Shach asks it mamish as a kasha on Reb Kiva Eger. The way he says it is, he says it's mamish. V'timihani amoran agoyin Reb Kiva Eger zeichet tzadik v'kodesh levrocha sheloi zocher kol hani horishoinim. Didn't stout to these Rishonim. Because if you look at Reb Kivega's Tshuva, he's busy with an Amukai Yosef, he Kedarka Bakoidish, is being mafalful in Rishonim. And Reb Shach said, Reb Kivega, with his grace of Harifa, stout to beautiful diktukim in Rishonim. Oh, but this would seem to be mamish mafurish. This is the machoikas lachura that's going on here between Rabbeinu Yoina and between the Rashbam. But just to end, and that is, you know, everybody knows, maybe the most famous Kesais in Sefer, for sure in the conversation, Lama Dala Dala, where the Ktzais brings the machloikis between himself and the Maria Evan Lev, how Haidah Spadin Kameya Edom Dami works. Because if you think about it, the whole institution of Haidah Spadin Kameya Edom Dami is really a big chiddish. A person walks into Bez and he says, I owe somebody money, boom. It's as if 100 Edom said that he owes him money. It's not just Kameya Edom Dami, it's Yoysim Kameya Edom, right? Haidah Spadin is an unbelievable thing. And the reason it's such a chiddish is because a person's usually not believed to say testimony and to say Edus about himself. Al Zen Nemar Yernege, Be Edus, Adam Karvetz, Alatzmoy, etc., etc. So the whole institution of Haidah Spadin Kameya Edom Dami is a chiddish. Right, if a person walks into Bez and he has Haidah Spadin that he doesn't owe somebody money, it doesn't work, right? It only works if you have a Haidah Spadin that you do owe someone money. Like that one little nuance makes a big difference, right? But the bottom line is, it's a chiddush. A person can't be made on himself. So what's Pashup Shad? Haidah Spadin Kamei Eidim Dami. So the Ktzais Kiyudua brings from the Marie Evan Leiv, where the Marie Evan Leiv said that the reason Haidah Spadin Kamei Eidim Dami works is because if a person wants, he can be mechayiv himself whatever he wants. Meaning, if somebody wants to be mechayiv himself money to somebody else, you could do that, right? You could write a shtar with Edom and say, I am hereby pledging to give money to somebody. A person has the right and the ability to be mechayiv himself something to somebody. When a person is Haidah Spadin Kamei Edom Dami, it's not the pshat, we believe you. No, Shaykhis. This is not Hilchas Edos. It works midin his chayiv, said the Maria Evan Leif. You clearly and obviously want to be mechayiv yourself money. You have a right to be mechayiv yourself money. It works with the parish of his chayivis. The Ktois Kiyudua has a bunch of kashins on the Maria Evan Leif, and because of that, the Ktzoy said, V'lochei nirah, the hod in Eben al-Atzmoy, Afal pishu karvetz al-Atzmoy, Hainu mishum king, Gzeres ha-Kosov, Sheheyei Odom Neman al-Atzmoy, B'chol ha-Psulim sheyeshboy. Ukvar heir einenu moira, Oivam Rashi, the Ktushu bergoymer, V'advorim ha-Tikin. The Ktzoy was mechadish that we learn from the parasha of that although a person usually is not believed to say Eidus about himself, but when it comes to being mechayiv himself, moment over there, he is going to be believed. One of the kashas, one of the greatest, like every one of these kashas is famous. One of the kashas that the Ktzois asks on the Maria Evan Leiv, who holds that Haidah Spadin Kamei Edom Dami is not an amah. It's not the pshat, we believe you, but you want to be mechayiv yourself, knock yourself out. Be mechayiv yourself, whatever you want to be mechayiv yourself. It's from the halacha of Kala Oimer Loi Lovisi, Ka'im Aloi Paraiti Dami. Or read Lushayne Azov Shal Ktzois. El, the gambit time of the Maria Evan Leiv, Koshali Tufa. The Ba'oimer Loi Hoyu Dvar Meyoy. Why? Because of even if you have Edom now that say that you pay. Says the Ktzais, what are you going to tell me over there that when a person walked into Bezen and he said Lahadam, he meant his chayvis to adarabba who lift the ratzmoy betaynas paraiti. So how is it possible to say that what this person meant when he said loy lovisi was that he wanted to be mechayiv himself Of course he didn't mean to be mechayiv himself. And if that's the case, Frey Tiktois, how could Kaloim Eloi Levisi be Kaloim Eloi Paraiti Dami? Kaloim Eloi Levisi, Kaloim Eloi Paraiti says to Ktois, is Oidos Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. So Dr. Bishloim, if it's an Ammonis, it's an Ammonis. It's an Ammonis, it's an Ammonis. Nothing else to talk about. But if the Yisoid of Oidos Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami is his Schaivis, when a person says, like, Hoyudvar Meyoilam, he means a Schaivis, of course he doesn't mean a Schaivis. Lundis, there's a Schaivis going on here. But he doesn't mean his Schaivis. So Frey Tiktois of the Maria how could you tell me Oidos Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami works because the guy just wants to be not that we believe you, not that we accept what it is you're saying, but you want to be mechayiv yourself, be mechayiv yourself. If that's the case, it should only work where it's clear that you mean to be mechayiv yourself. But what if a person makes an argument in Bezdin where it's clear he doesn't want to be mechayiv himself, but we can extrapolate his chayivus from it? If he didn't mean to be mechayiv himself, how could mitzad the parish of his chayivus he now be chayiv? And what's exhibit A? Kolayim aloy levisa, kolayim aloy paraiti. So says the which works me then Adas Padin Kame Aidam is the greatest Rai in the world to my Havon and Adas Padin, not your Havon Adas. What did Maria Evanlev hold? What did Maria Evanlev hold? He obviously held like the other side of Reb Kiveger. He must have held, again, Zikr, easy Mahalach. He held like the other side of Reb Kiveger. He held that Kaloim Eloi Levisa Kame Eloi Paraiti Dami is Takin not me Din Eschai. It's not Adas Padin. That's not what's going on over here. You want to know if you have a Fleshinga Adas Padin Kame Aidam Dami? No. You don't have Adas Padin Kame Aidam Dami. All you have is the Hoychacha. And the Hoychacha is enough. Am I Nafkimina? Reb Kiveger is Nafkimina. Chuvis in Simon Kuf Memtes, Rab Shach's Nafkimina, as it relates to the Machlikas, the Rashbam Rabbeinu Yoin, and our Sugi here, in Cheskes Abatim, but Enochinami, the Ktsois held, Koloi Meloi Levisa Kome Loi Paraiti Dami, is Aidos Padin Kimei Eidim Dami. If it's Aidos Padin Kimei Eidim Dami, he said it's a riot, Aidos Padin Kimei Eidim Dami must be an Ammonis, it's not a Schaivis. Because when a person says Loi Levisi, the Zikr no intention to be Mechaiv himself in any way, shape, or form. Maria Evan Lev may be held like the other side in Rab Kiva Eger, and if he held like the other side of Rab Kiva Eger, has nothing to do with Oidos Baldin. It's not a tsushtel to Lama Dala Dalit. It works more midin Oichacho. Either way, Hadvarim Atikin, and we are going to stop here.